Pupor joins us, the CEO of Te Hauora o Ngāpui. They provide primary care Hauora services. They're based in Kaikohe. She has been on the program before, and it's lovely to have her join us again. Te ropu, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei.
Tēnā rā koe, Dale.
Ngā mihi. I just spoke with Awarangi. She's up there with what she's described as a vax battalion. I says, what, are you Flash Townies going up and telling the peeps how to work up there? She said, no, not at all. Most of our staff whakapapa to the north anyway, and looking forward to working with our Māori health providers in the north. Te Rōpū, do you welcome the vax battalion's arrival?
Absolutely. Given our current low uptake of Māori and vaccinations, we welcome any support and tautoko in this area to keep our whānau safe.
I was just talking with her. She was on the ferry between Rawane and Kohu.
Oh, she's off to Mangamuka, I understand, and then we've got another two of their camper vans are coming. They're with Hokianga Health today and ourselves, Te Hauora o Ngāpuhi. Mm. So they'll be in Ohawe and Tauturo today with helping us out.
Ka pai. Look, we know it's tough. This is actually the toughest of the whole rollout, isn't it? It was one thing, the initial opportunity to get vaccinated, but the back end was always going to be the most difficult. We are witnessing that too, but we're reminded today that there are over 250,000 Pākehā still who are not vaccinated as well, so it's not as if we're the only ones that seem to be dragging the chain, although you'd think that if you just read media reports, Te Rōpū.
Yes. I think in terms of staying safe and staying well, you have to believe science for a little bit, and I know that Adam Levine from Marine 5 believes that too.
Well, that's comforting to know. Okay, what's the story? What's the story up in your hood, then, sister? Is this sort of hesitancy because, you know, in town we're finding people who don't have petrol, literally. Food's expensive, and you know, the day to day struggles mean that getting to a vaccination centre is not exactly on the top of the priorities list.
No, and it's not. And certainly, there's a couple of things that are a challenge for whānau here, and that's the booking online, where they don't have connectivity, but certainly the fact that some have comorbidities, you know, have other illnesses and can't wait in a line, in a queue, because they're not feeling well. So the drive-through option that we offer in Ohawe can accommodate those whānau, you know, with, say, cancer and can't get out of their homes, have disabilities. So it's trying to adapt and make sure that we can take care of our whānau in a way that is less stress for them as whānau, and offering support like with petrol and to get to places, or now we have the mobile outreach, which is a huge advantage in the rural areas. Like, for example, Mangamuka, it's stuck in between alert level 3 and alert level 2. Those sorts of things become a real challenge and a barrier. Another thing to think about besides being vaccinated, because they're thinking about getting to get their kai, their weekly shop, their doctor's appointments, all those sort of aspects of that within their lives, and then we add on the opportunity to get vaccinated. But booking online, and certainly our age group target is 12 plus to 39 years. So vaccinations wouldn't be the top priority for them in their daily lives.
How do you know who has been vaccinated and who hasn't? I mean, if you take a rural street, do you have any data or information so that you know who you might target?
There's the whole gambit around the whole discussion around privacy. And so we certainly have heat maps, we have data, we have enrolled populations, but we don't have access to who they are to go and meet with them, unless because of the privacy and confidentiality of whānau. And some people, some whānau will say to us, you know, you're coming in a space where we haven't invited you. So there has to be a different approach to the engagement and more kōrero with whānau and around vaccinations and how important it is critical now. And we certainly, with a population of 18,291 not yet vaccinated, there is a challenge before us. And we need as much support and help as we can get at this point.
Did we give our data willingly to Pākehā? So that, I mean, they're holding the data, they're holding the private information of our health through the course of our lives. Did we sign up to give that away as kids or something, do you think, Te Rōpū?
Well, there'd be a whole population here in Tai Tokiro where Ministry of Social Development have their data because they receive a benefit. Yes, there's been a whole, and when you enrol with your local GP, you've given up data. But certainly there's still, how do you connect that and how the Ministry of Health govern how that data is shared. So we have to just sort of pick a point where we see red in terms of the heat map and hope for the best around streets, but we won't get the actual whānau who need it most, really. It gets a bit, it's hoha not to know that we can go and approach our own whānau, and we're reliant on our own intel, our local knowledge and our relationships with our whānau in our area. But what we have is also the freedom of choice whānau who will say no before they say yes.
That's not uncommon. It does feel like others have got the data but don't quite know how to use it to get to our peeps.
Yeah,
anyway,
yes.
We've got our own strategies for that. Look, going forward,
the DHB will share data with us, but not the actual names and addresses. So we're reliant on streets, perhaps, and streets and areas within our area as well as Ngāpuhi.